The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Buildup with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Here's Toffoli across the line, holds the puck, cuts behind the goal line, slides it off the board, stopped by Wallman, left point, holds onto it, gives to Celebrini, moves into the circle, backhander, he scores! Declan Celebrini with a backhander that went through several players, and it's in the net. The Sharks have tied the game 2-2 at 17:11 of the second period.
It's a little weird. Skating here when I was younger, kind of trying to put myself in the like an NHL player situation or shoes and pretend to be them, and now to practice here and get ready for the game tomorrow, it's pretty surreal.
All right, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome as we get ready for the San Jose Sharks' final game before the holiday break. They are in Vancouver, the home of Declan Celebrini, who you heard on the way in there talking about the surreal nature of going back and playing where it technically all started for him, at least in terms of making that hockey dream a reality. And now he finds himself starring for the San Jose Sharks and wanting to put on a show for his hometown. A really cool opportunity for Declan, a really cool opportunity, a homecoming of sorts for Declan Celebrini and the San Jose Sharks as they get their best chance to get a win against one of the better NHL teams that they have faced as of late. And if you go back over the recent schedule of the San Jose Sharks, you know things have not been kind to them. We go to the month of December. They did get a 2-1 win over one of the top teams in the East in Washington. Then they got blown out by Tampa. They had a tight loss, mostly on the back of Mackenzie Blackwood against Florida, 3-1. A tight loss against a Carolina side. A win against St. Louis, then a tight loss against Utah. A tight loss against Winnipeg. A tight loss against the Avs. An overtime loss against Edmonton, and now they have this opportunity tonight, taking on Vancouver and giving themselves what we hope is the best opportunity to walk away with a win heading into the holiday break. Vancouver has not been as amazing this year. I don't think there is any way to look at them and not say that they are a good team. I know that Rick Tocchet has talked a little bit as of late of not being able to find the right motivation factor for his players until they're in the third period, and that's not a good way to go through life in the NHL, but you know that's what it takes. You have to find ways to find motivation, and Rick Tocchet is certainly going to be saying, listen, that team in San Jose has been going toe-to-toe with some of the top teams in the NHL. That team has the next great superstar in the NHL. That team is better than their record, and you better be ready for what they're bringing next. Vancouver has not been amazing as of late, 3-3-4 in their last 10 games. They are 16-10-7 with 39 points on the season, but they are still a team that is capable of a lot more. I think that some teams take a while to find themselves. I still very much look at Vancouver as a dangerous team, and I think the Sharks should be viewing them as a dangerous team as well. But we go back to the start of the month of November. The San Jose Sharks had a late game opportunity to walk away with a point. They tied it 2-2 late, only to give up a goal shortly thereafter, falling 3-2, not giving themselves enough time to come back and tie once again to send it to overtime, and they walked away with a tight loss. Now, I know that some of you might think that we look back at last year and think that that big loss they were handed to Vancouver at home, 10-1, is out of their minds. I don't think something like that ever gets out of your mind. I think it's probably not the number one motivation that's in San Jose's mind going into this game, but I think that it's probably in the back of a couple of guys' minds thinking, you know what, we have a favor of sorts to return to them, and today feels like as good of an opportunity as any. And San Jose, what we've seen as of late, has shown that they are very much a team that is capable of beating just about anyone, but they haven't, right? Like, we've seen them go toe-to-toe with some of the best teams out there, but they've not been able to walk away with a win or even a point. Edmonton, and the way that they played in that game, only to give up a goal with 17 seconds remaining, as well as the overall just incredible performance that they saw from Yaroslav Askarov, who is once again going to net tonight for San Jose. But maybe overall we have to look at that as one step closer. It's one of the things that I've been focusing on. Before, you want to be good to great, you've got to be competitive. This is something that San Jose for much of the last season was not. Now they are once again in that mind frame. Some of the lines we are looking at this morning: top line, Granlund, Celebrini, and Toffoli, Eklund, Wenberg, Smith, Kovalenko, Cunnan, Zetterlund, Goodrow, Sturm, and Dellandrea, Thrun, Cece, Ferraro, Liljegren, Mukhmadulin, Ruda. We are not seeing Wallman out there, according to Shang Peng. First power play unit is Granlund, Celebrini, Wenberg, Eklund, Toffoli. And the second is Liljegren, Mukhmadulin, Smith, Kovalenko, and Zetterlund. And I should also note that with Askarov getting the start, this is the first time that Askarov is getting consecutive starts as the Sharks goalie. Head coach Ryan Warsawski said that he gave them a really good chance the other night, which, yes, he most definitely did. And I think that everybody in Sharks land is eager to see what comes next. I'll tell you what's coming up next here on The Build-Up, and that is an interview with Luke Cunnan, who I spoke with yesterday as the Sharks got ready for this game against Vancouver. Enjoy. All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Luke Cunnan as the team gets ready for their Monday showdown against Vancouver. Luke, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Good. Just about to get on the ice here for practice.
Nice, nice.
Before the break, and, need to get a win and then enjoy a few days off.
Yeah, for sure, man. Before we talk hockey, what is your plan for the holiday break?
Yeah, I'll head back to Minnesota. My wife's already there, so I'll get to spend a little time back at my house and see her family, so it'll be good.
You look like a man who might know his way around a barbecue grill, so will you get in on the cooking over the holiday, or are you just going to try and stay off your feet?
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if others would agree, but we're hosting everyone at our place for Christmas Eve and have everyone at the house. It'll be fun. I think a little beef Wellington maybe is in the works, so we'll see how that goes.
Nice, nice. I will check in with you on that beef Wellington on the other side, because that's one I've been wanting to do myself. I'm a little intimidated, so I'll ask you how it turns out. Just also, in terms of getting that little break during the season, I know that people pay more attention to, the All-Star break and things like that, or the Four Nations break. But for you, just to be able to decompress for a couple of days, what does that do for your body and your mental health?
Yeah, I think it's great. It's huge. We go so hard, and, your mind's just so dialed in on one thing for, every day up to this point once the season started. And, just to have a couple of days just to regroup and step away from it for a bit is always good. Just, rejuvenates you and re-energizes you for, when we come back.
Now, I will say that you don't seem to be playing like you need much rejuvenation. You're ahead of your pace to have your best goal scoring season ever, on pace for 21 right now. I believe your high is 15 or 16 off the top of my head. What's working with your game right now, particularly on the goal scoring end?
Yeah, just playing with some good players, obviously. The one last night, obviously, Wayne makes a great play to me and in the slot there. And, I don't really change too much about my game, trying to do what I do to have success and help my team in any way that I can. And, it's nice to see some going for me.
Obviously, last year you were still on the comeback from your injury in terms of being healthy, but maybe not feeling like it was exactly back to where you were before the injury was. But when I watch your speed out there on the ice, when I watch the aggression with which you're skating, it seems like that's just a burst that wasn't there last year. Is that accurate, or is that maybe just you're just that much more back and comfortable in the post-injury era for you?
No, I think that's accurate. Before last year, I wasn't able to train. I didn't have a summer. It was all rehab. And having a full summer to train and work on things, in the gym, on the ice, I definitely noticed a difference in, my all-around play. But for sure, on the skating front, feel fast. Feel faster than I have in a long time. So just want to keep doing what I'm doing and feeling good out there.
Now, we talk about the goal scoring because it is the most obvious one out there, but just overall watching your game, you look active, you look involved, you look like you're having fun as well. Is it a point at your career where you do feel like you're able to play the game that you want to night in, night out?
Yeah, absolutely. I still think there's there's room to grow. You know, you're never satisfied where you are. You always want to strive for more and do more to help your group. And, you know, that's just kind of my mindset every day, just try to get better every day, be a good leader, good teammates. And like I said, just have fun with it every single day.
Now, I have to ask the moral victory question now, which I'm sure you guys are sick of. But the team's been playing really good hockey, and that's where I just wonder where the frustration comes in, because you have a tight loss against Carolina, a tight loss against Utah, a tight loss against Winnipeg, a tight loss against Colorado, a tight loss against Edmonton. People like me are going to say these are upper echelon, top tiers teams in the NHL. It's great that they're going toe-to-toe. I imagine your comeback might be, Ted, there are no moral victories. We want to win the game. So what is your response to my reaction to you guys being in all the in all those games?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely in the games, which is, you know, a good step. But now it's finding ways to win. Win those close ones and find, you know, the way that we need to play towards the end of those games so that we do come out with the 2 points. And, you know, we're talking amongst a group, you know, on how to do that and trying to figure, you know, figure out those answers. But yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely frustrating. We want to win every night, and that's obviously the goal. The goal is, you know, we're not coming in every night to, you know, be in games. You know, we're coming in to win the hockey game, and that's the mindset of the group, and just got to keep striving for that.
Can you still acknowledge, though, that the team does appear to be playing some pretty good hockey?
Yeah, throughout stretches for sure. You know, I think when we do the things that give us the best chance to have success, you're seeing, you know, you can definitely see the difference when you're doing that versus when we don't. And just got to do that more consistently.
What did you think of Yaroslav Askarov last night?
He was great. Huge saves when we needed. You know, goaltending's been good for us. You know, for us all year. And you know, you need to have good goaltending to win hockey games in this league. Obviously, we all know that. So, really good performance by him last night.
Yeah, one of the things that CeCe said after the game was that he looked like he was having fun, and I think that's just kind of a vibe that we felt about the team all year. You guys do look like you're having fun out there, and you know, last year probably a bit more of a grind for you guys. How important do you think it is for the team to be having fun and, you know, just enjoying the work that you're putting in out there on the ice?
Yeah, you got to enjoy it. We got the best job in the world, best league in the world. And, you know, you never want to take a day for granted in this league and, you know, what we're able to do. So just come in every day, work hard, you know, do what we have to do to have success and enjoy every second of it.
The last time you guys played Vancouver, you tied it late. Then they got a goal right after that to get the win back at the tank. What do you think it's going to take to beat them tomorrow night?
Yeah, they're obviously a good team. You know, we gotta play our game, play offensive, and, you know, not turn pucks over, play in their zone, and, you know, limit their skill guys from you know, playing on our end. And I think you know, if we do that, we do the things we've talked about amongst the group, then it's going to give us the best chance.
Luke, I will let you go, man, because I know you've got work to do, but I appreciate your time. Have a very happy holiday. Enjoy the beef Wellington, man, and I'll hit you on the other side, all right?
Yeah, thanks a lot. You too. Appreciate it.
Again, that is Luke Cunnan joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network, whose play I have really, really liked as of late. He has just given us so much potential in his game, and I think that coming back from a big-time injury like he was, you know, you can be healthy, and that's not the same as being quite what you were. His game has been explosive. His skating has been aggressive. I've really liked the way he's crashed the net, gotten himself into the tight spaces. He's just playing with a great level of confidence, and if the Sharks are going to walk away with a win out of tonight's game, they're going to need more of that from Luke Cunnan. All right, I want to get into some more sound from Macklin Celebrini as he spoke with the media yesterday ahead of tonight's game. And he was asked about where this moment will rank playing in front of his hometown as opposed to some of the other milestones he's already achieved, such as his first overall game, first overall goal, etc.
Yeah, I think it'll be special to have a bunch of my family and friends there, like you said. And it's, I mean, it's tougher for to kind of bring all those people down to my first game. So to be here and to have all those, all my close family and friends there, it'll be really cool.
And I think that that's important to note, that there are still these milestones that he is upon. I mean, we're already treating Macklin like he is a grizzled veteran because his play in so many ways is indicative of that. But yeah, he is new to this. This is all a new experience. He is 23 games into his, or 24 now, 24 games into his, you know, NHL career. So yeah, these are still new experiences for him. These are still things that he gets to undertake for the first time, which I think is pretty cool because, you know, he has not had the opportunity to have those amazing moments, to have those amazing things happen at so many different points of his career. He's still having them in real time. And this tonight is another experience for him that he's having for the first time. And his family and friends are all coming out to see it.
I don't know exactly how many. I'd just be guessing. But, I mean, all my family, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandma, grandpa, I think everyone.
And yeah, for the entirety of the family, it is a big, big deal. They all want to come out and see their relative, however close the relationship is. But, you know, the friends, the family, everybody wants to come see Macklin Celebrini do it in the NHL because, well, he's put up quite a show up to this point. And, you know, he's been one of the most exciting players, not just young, but just one of the most exciting players in the NHL and Vancouver, where he has these ties, where he has these friends and family. They all want to come out and check it out as well. Obviously, I imagine that many of them are Vancouver Canucks fans, but for the San Jose Sharks, they need to play the role of spoiler tonight. And one of the things they've done well in recent memory is not fall behind by big in these games. When they have given up the first goal, they've been able to respond. When they have, you know, been in difficult situations, they've come up with big plays at big moments until we get to the third period. And the third period, once again, has been their bugaboo as of late, where they're giving up late goals that are impactful on the game. And, you know, that's just part of the overall process of becoming a winning team in the NHL. You've got to be able to handle these situations. You've got to be able to deal with, you know, some of these tight games where more experienced, more talented teams are going to have more output when they do put the pedal to the metal. Now, when the San Jose Sharks have put the pedal to the metal in late game situations, they have been able to come up with points. But when a team like Edmonton does so, you are going to be pressed in a way that you have not previously had to deal with. And that's not to take anything away from, you know, Carolina or Vancouver earlier this year when they gave up a late goal. I mean, these are just things that the Sharks have to deal with. And right now they are learning, and it's a very steep learning curve. I know that these are all veterans in the NHL, and I know that, or at least the majority of the San Jose Sharks players are, and I know that there's more talent here than there has been before, but there is a difference with the level of talent overall across the board when we compare what we're seeing between a San Jose and an Edmonton, a San Jose and a Carolina, a San Jose and a Florida, a San Jose and a Washington, a San Jose and a Tampa. Now, that doesn't mean that the Sharks aren't going to be able to come away with wins from time to time, as they have. They've beaten good teams in the NHL this year, but the thing that I take away from this is that they are being pressed by that top-end talent in a different way, because last year the Sharks didn't have much pushback overall. Now they're competitive throughout the game, and the push comes later in a different way. Before, they were just overwhelmed from the start of the game. Now they're feeling it in critical situations. Now they're feeling it in big-time moments. And it helps that you've had players like Mackenzie Blackwood come up with big saves, but he's not here anymore. And so now they're leaning on Yaroslav Askarov to make those big saves. And that's just a moment in time where you need to be able to come up with that big time performance. And when you're going up against a team like Edmonton, they're going to be able to come up with that. Or a team like Winnipeg, they're going to be able to come up with that big time play. Or Colorado, they're going to be able to come up with that big time play. That's what the Sharks are learning. And it's been great that the Sharks themselves have been able to come up with moments like the comeback against Utah, late points against a team like Pittsburgh, whatever we want to classify it is. That is not the same as going up against those top teams. It's why you need Luke Cunningham to come through with a big game, and Nico Sturm, and Tyler Toffoli, these experienced veterans, Mikael Granlund, but you also need your young players like a Will Smith, who's been a little bit quiet as of late. Macklin Celebrini, of course, he's been getting points in the majority of games, but you need them to step up with big-time performances, and hopefully that's what we get from San Jose coming up in this game against Vancouver tonight. And I'm going to be really curious to see how Yaroslav backs it up from one game to the next. That is probably the most intriguing aspect of this game beyond the Macklin obvious storyline. You know, we all expect Macklin now at this point to do something potentially special in every single game. But now Yaroslav Askarov is coming off, I would say, his best performance as a professional hockey player, even if it wasn't a shutout and even if he gave up a few goals. That's not the takeaway. The takeaway is that it took until 17 seconds left in the game for Edmonton to come up with a game-tying goal. Now it's for Yaroslav to do it two games in a row, on the road, under pressure with the Sharks needing to snap a relative slide in which they have not had a win for now four games in a row. They need to come up with a big performance, and hopefully that's exactly what they get from Askarov heading into tonight's game. All right, we are out of time. I will see you all tomorrow morning on Morning Tide for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.